that God is dependable.
Well, you see, God is actually more than dependable. Because God is dependable through eternity. Not only in time, beyond time, through eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever. You will not miss heaven. I'm telling you. And that can be the greatest tragedy that can happen to any man. That your creator, you did not have the opportunity to stay with your creator forever. It's the greatest tragedy that can happen to man. Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God. This is the last Sunday of the first half of the year, 2023. Can you imagine? We are finishing June. Like play. How time flies. And that is not only the issue. We thank God that between May 29 and June what? God had done so much in Nigeria that it's like we are dreaming. Bible says the Lord turned again the captivity of what? Does it not seem as if we are dreaming? Can you ever believe that this can happen in Nigeria? In this short time, it's only God that can do it. Let's put our hands together for God. Brethren, let me tell you something. It is good for us to appreciate God when we see our prayer being answered, especially on behalf of our nation. It is greater, the answer of God on behalf of a nation is greater than any cause. Because we are talking about millions and millions and millions of people and destinies. We are talking about the fact that in the next few years, the hemorrhage of our young people, our bright and brightest going abroad, will cease. Because there will be more than enough opportunity in their own land. It is not a blessing that all our children have to go. That all our professionals have to go. It is not good. And God has begun the good work of stopping it. God is faithful. So when you think about God, it is beyond the fact that I'm eating, I am drinking. It is beyond it. So we see the hand of God everywhere. And we are so grateful. Praise ye the Lord. Please, young people in the house, I want to encourage you. Ayo, that you listen to his testimony. Ayo is a very, very committed person. In fact, he used to be the leader of the team when they were in UI. The conference, they didn't want to leave him. And when we began online, I think it was about 3 or 4 of us that have to come here every day, every Sunday rather. So I told them, there's another young, I can't call her young lady again. She's a young mother. Ife Okumadewa. So, one day we were here, Ife just drove in. I mean, without permission, no. He said, Reverend, God has put something in my heart for the teenagers when we have our services. And so she began her own thing too. See the way God has blessed, this is how you, that you see. If you see the way God has blessed him, you know what I told them? I said, come. I said this in Yoruba. But everybody must work hard to work their own part very well. They work their part. If you hear the testimony of Ife, this Ayo that is giving testimony, this Ayo. Hey, okay. Very committed. So do something for us online. I don't want to hear it is not going to work. Don't even tell me it's not going to work because it must work. I do my job, you do your job. If you are not in any department, you are not part of it, you are not folding your sleeves in the church, do something. Don't just come on Sunday and get out. Even some of us will not even come on Tuesdays. You see the woman, I will forever be coming on Tuesday. Come on Tuesday. Please come. Please come on Tuesday. Come. Praise the Lord. So this morning we're going to be concluding our topic, Life of Seasons. life of seasons. Please let me tell you something. If you don't know the department to join, you can see Brother Amola, Pastor Bayo, immediately after the service, so they can, you can have a conversation with them and they can advise. Please join a department. Be active in the church. Somebody is coming to talk about it sometimes. Be active in the church. Don't just come on Sunday and go, come on Sunday and go. You have to do something for God. For real, and you have to sweat. So this morning, you know, we spoke about the do's and the don'ts. The do's. Love and what? And giving. Don't worry. The don'ts. Anger and what? And fear. You see, everything that you see that we are talking about, they matter. I mean, and they have scores. Everything has scores. Because the life of a man is not about what I have, what I don't possess. The life of a man is about the fact that you are just a personality. And they said, who are you? You are just a personality. You are just a man of character. And just imagine that you are a man that speaks to heaven and heaven can answer. No, that's some level. Because the Bible talked about true riches. That you call heaven, heaven can answer you. That is some level. Please, I really want us to understand that we can get there. But this morning, to cap it all, I'm going to be talking about something that is indispensable. Indispensable. It is called His presence. His presence. H-I-S. Presence. Indispensable. Oh, no matter how much you can pray or fast, no matter what you do, this is it. And I'm not talking about it as in words. I'm talking about His presence as in for real, reality. Then when we read scriptures, I look at some of the things that God said about people in the Bible. Give those people attention and check their life out. Check their life out. There is something about their life that you can emulate, that I can emulate. In Exodus chapter 33 from verse 13, I read, Moses praying. Now therefore I pray, I'm reading NKJV version. If I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. He was not praying for himself. He was praying for his assignment and purpose in life. Actually, the true nature of a man of God is not about what you want to have. It's about what you want to invest in purpose. Irrespective of what you have or what you don't have. You know what happened? God will not be able to do away with you. He won't allow them. Praying, and it was on behalf of a nation. Now, and he said, God speaking to Moses, said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. The journey of life for a child of God, you must carry his presence. That is why you have to understand what it means to edit your life, to audit your life, and subject yourself to auditing all the time. And you tweak and look at the direction you are heading. Because it's a very long journey. Moses knew to make success, it has to happen. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate. We shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Let me say this to you, my brother, my sister, the journey of life has ups and downs, obstacles, traps of destiny, so much. It is only his presence above other things. Then when you have his presence, you must maintain his presence. Because you cannot afford not to be conscious of his presence. It has to be sustained and retained. Praise the Lord. Remember, the Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as mount. You know, when the presence of God is available, confidence. You see, there are some things that naturally will be out of your life. Envy, jealousy, what can anybody have? You can't be equated with the presence of God. That's what we're talking about. Sometimes you don't even know what you don't have. Praise the Lord. But I want you to note something. That his presence is not an antidote to challenges, but assurance of victory. It is not an antidote to challenges of life, so don't assume when things are happening it's because, no, it's not an antidote, but it is an assurance of victory. Because really, you will work your life too. That's why I say work out your salvation. Your life must be worked out. It's not a walkover stuff. It's a working out principle. You work out. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. But it's an assurance of victory. But you know what happened? You also must be available. It's like a partnership. And you know God is forever faithful. He plays his part. Isaiah 43, I read 1 to 2. To buttress my point. But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not. You know, we spoke about fear. The don'ts. Fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Verse 2. Okay.
Think about it. Since you are his, why must this happen?
Let's look it out. Not if. He said when. Say when. Say when is a function of time. The exam of life does not have a timetable. So you've got to be ready always. Ever ready. That's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. Don't know that there will be one Sunday that you want to share the grace and something will happen. It's an experience that somebody, one pastor, have never seen before. And it's part of an experience of life that it can never be forgotten in my life, through a lifetime. Never in this life. Never, ever, ever. So I just found that so there are Sundays and there are Sundays. Last week, Sunday moment. When I heard the voice of the man, he spoke to me. I said, so voice can be precious. I didn't know before. I said, so all these voices you are taking for granted. So voice are precious. When you say, good morning, my brother, good afternoon. Ah! Okay, very good. You know what? In my language, they say something. When they teach you about deba, don't pay a lot of money. Oh no, my dear, can you go to Eshami? Teruku. Etu sa mi Jesu. Ami Jesu. So we are all learning together. Does that not make sense? Are we not learning together? It makes sense. It's a practical. There's a difference between theory and practical. Last this Sunday, we did practical. They carry us. And the voice came to me and I was carried to the valley of dry bones. And he asked me a question, can this bone live? Yes, you saw it on Sunday. Excuse me, my people. Are you not happy? Are you not happy? If you're happy and you say amen, amen. I love Jesus. I'm telling you. And eternity is the thing that you don't want to miss. Very interesting. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. Is it not enough? Water is not enough. Not through the river. He said, will not overflow you. But you will pass through it. He didn't say you will not. Now, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be born, nor shall the flames scorch you. Think about it. So the presence is an antidote. So brothers and sisters, welcome to the world of his presence. And please, I want to have a correct interpretation of scriptures. It's not an antidote. But this morning I want us to have a case study. Genesis 41. I read from verse 1 to 8. No, we are talking about life of seasons. You know what? You cannot change seasons and time. But you know what you can do? Eh? You can fortify yourself. You can carry his presence to seasons. You carry it. Remember, he says, he makes all things what? In what? In his time. So the dynamics of life is not a function of all the people that people are saying, and you have to do this, you have to do all those things. But guess what? After you have done all, what do? Next. Life has purpose. It does have purpose. And I will tell you the summary of the purpose of life. I hope you will listen to me. In fact, you will listen. Does not say, oh, I hope. I know you will listen to me. Genesis 41, from verse 1 to 8, I read. Now, and it came to pass. I'm reading NLT, New Living Translation. 2 full years later, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing on the bank of river, Nile River, In his dream, he saw 7 fat, healthy cows come up out of the river and being grazing in the marsh grass. Then he saw 7 more cows come up behind them from the now. But this was scrawny and thin. This cow stood beside the fat cows on the riverbank. Then the scrawny, thin cows ate the 7 healthy fat cows. At this point in the dream, Father woke up. So he slept again. But he fell asleep again and had the second dream. This time he saw 7 heads of grain, plump and beautiful, growing on a single stalk. Then 7 more heads of grain appeared, but this was shivered and withered by the east wind. And these thin heads swallowed up the 7 plump, well-formed head. Then Pharaoh woke up again and realized it was a dream. Then the next morning, Pharaoh was very disturbed by the dream. So he called all the magicians and the wise men of Egypt. When Pharaoh told them his dream, not one of them could tell him what they meant. My first point. His presence warned you ahead of seasons. His presence warns you ahead of seasons. No matter which season is coming, which, think about this particular situation, and I want to bring, put on your thinking cap. Please, do me that favor this morning. God is the creator of the heaven and the earth, and God can do all things, and with God all things are possible. Now, can't God prevent famine? I mean, under normal circumstances, if you would define it and look at it as a man, you say, should be God can make sure that the famine did not happen. You know what happened? God does not disturb process. That is the that's the challenge of the psyche of believers. God does not tamper with process. Because he is the one that put the process in place. Let me give you an example. When Jesus was very small, baby, and Herod wanted to kill him, you would think automatically God must just kill Herod. Abi? Yeah. Christian, the way you interpret it, that is why sometimes when we pray, it is not about the fact that we are praying, it's about understanding. That was why they said that Moses, 2 things happened, Moses and the children of Israel, 2 groups. Moses standing here, children of Israel standing here. He said the ways of God was made known unto Moses, but the act of the children of Israel. Do you know that many believers are looking for the acts, the miracles? They're never concerned about the way. So if you don't know, and remember Moses said, show me your way. Anything you did not request, God will not give it to you. Because he does not cast his spear before the swine. You don't request for God, you can't have God. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship. So when you don't make the request, God cannot. God is too much to come and put himself on you on top of nothing. You don't need him. You need his blessing. He will do it. But you need his person more than his blessing. Don't forget, his person take you through eternity. His blessing is suspended in time. Because when anybody close their eyes, everything they leave behind, yes or no. But his presence takes you through eternity. That's why he said he put eternity in their heart. Am I talking this morning? Are you in church this morning? Please praise the Lord with me. Excellent. So, he now said they should be carrying Jesus. They should be carrying Jesus away from Pharaoh. God. So Jesus was running. They were carrying Jesus. Hey, let's run away. Let's not let him kill Pharaoh. I'm telling you. You know what happened?
Do you know that God is a faithful God? Pharaoh also is a creature of God. And you know, people say, God should come and do Ojoro for me and everything. You better understand and learn. Jesus has to be taken away from Pharaoh. God can just kill Pharaoh immediately, and that's it. But it will, the creation and dynamics in the spiritual realm is going to alter it forever.
Praise the Lord.
Now, so, warning ahead of seasons, Pharaoh's dream. It was a warning. Do you know what? People that don't carry his presence will not heed the warning. Will not be disturbed by the dream. Will not make efforts. Imagine Pharaoh, a heaven king. You can say he's not born again, Abby, but he's a creature of God. God chooses to use anybody the way he likes. Look, oh, leave God, oh, and mind your own self. God's business, leave God with his business. That's why the Bible says, judge not. In fact, in your command, Joseph, finally, you don't even know, you won't know what you are talking about. He said, judge not. He gave you the condition. He said, believe the best of every man. Oh man, nothing except to love him. That's your own, that's your job. So if you love everybody, when somebody is doing something, you pray for them and get out of the sin. By virtue of the fact that Pharaoh could respond to the dream. That's why I said God worked with men. He responded. He was not careless, as in it's a dream. He was disturbed. So Pharaoh had to take a step. How many people are taking a step about their dreams in life? How many people are giving it what it takes? How many people are selfless about their ministry? And you know you have it. And you are complaining. And they are not doing this. They are doing what? They must discourage you. Yeah. Actually, they must discourage you. You know what the song you must be singing to yourself? There is no discouragement. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. To be a pilgrim. Ya, 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 ya. La, 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 la.
Praise the Lord. If you lie it and you don't know it, you know it. Either it's either la or no. Do you understand what I'm singing? Yeah, 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 yeah. Very good. That's what I'm saying. You must be discouraged. How will you not be discouraged? They must talk about you. Somebody did something. Somebody, I know, you don't understand. You don't understand the way it works. Love, giving, anger, get rid of it, and what? And fear. We offend you. They will deal with you. Run away from ministry because they are dealing with you. Run away from purpose. You can be talking about the interpreter now. We are going there. And you know what? It is easy for us to talk about interpreter Joseph. And not look at what Joseph has to pass through before he got to that level. You know what? Every man that God will use must pass through stuff. That's why when you pass through the waters and fire, if you don't pass through, what are you going to know? You will only know theory, no practical experience. There's difference between the Logos and Rhema. There's difference between the word and the spirits. You will not settle for less. I say you will not settle for less. So number two, Genesis 41. 16, 25, 20, 32. You know what God did? God provided solution to seasons' challenges. Joseph, the interpreter. Joseph was the solution. Joseph Brothers and sisters, please look at me. Do you know that the solution is not far from you? But the question is this. The solution may be that little maid in the house of Naaman. And by virtue of you are high up there, you can see it. That's why the Bible says pride come before. That is, all these things work together. You can't see, you can't come to that level. But that's why God packaged the solution. Now, check this out. Pharaoh, you know the level of Pharaoh in those days. I wish you know. And the interpreter of Pharaoh's dream is a man in prison. And a slave, for that matter, can use two blow. That's why humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. He will do what? When you don't understand humility, I'm not saying you cannot be promoted, but you don't understand the exhortation. How is it that the slap of Jesus brought salvation to mankind? How is that the death of Jesus brought salvation to mankind that everybody is enjoying today? I'm saved, I'm born again, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So what am I going to suffer? What am I going to do? Do I wait on God for life, for all the benefit of life and everything? No, you got to carry your own share of the cross. He said, they that want to follow after me should do what? Should deny what? Themselves. And do what? And carry their cross. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. Are you here? Say to yourself. Orowa. The Bible records, he said, he made us able ministers, not of the letter, but of the spirit. He said, but the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. You do one or two things when you minister either the letter of the spirit. And the Bible says, God is a spirit, and they that must worship God must worship him in what? And in what? And in truth. Interpretation of your dreams in life. And you know what? You will never, ever be able to be saying who should be the interpreter of your dream. That's the prerogative of God. He can put anything anywhere. The spirit of humility will make you find it. But check this out. If people don't find it, your dreams cannot be interpreted. Third point. It's wisdom to take the right decision. Wisdom. And that's why we have the wisdom to take the right decision. That's why we fulfill the purpose of existence. That's why we do that. Once we have the wisdom to take the right decision, we fulfill the purpose of existence. Look at it. As Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, look at the connection. God at work. He gave a man a dream. Somebody else somewhere, interpretation. That's why God connect people. You can't say, I don't like somebody, I don't like. If that person that you don't like is your interpreter, so help you God. You can't say, I can't work with somebody. Who told you? You can't work with you. In fact, the people you think you can't work with, watch out very well. They could be your interpreter. They might be your balance in life. How Pharaoh, you know Pharaoh in those days, how can Pharaoh come down? And you know what happened? One of his servants that was watching, he said, yeah, I knew my fault this day. I was in prison with one man. His servant, he can say, shut up, prison was, shut up! Pharaoh, listen to him. And Pharaoh did not consult, he did not wait. You know why? He said, go and fetch that man for me. And when the interpreter came, Joseph was not too civil. Read it. Men that carry the power of God, there is an aura around them. Men that carry the power of God, there is a grace surrounding them. Men that carry the power of God, when they show up, you know it. His presence. That is why the last thing we want to do with his presence is to go and looking for porridge like Esau. They said in the book of Hebrews, he said he was crying with tears. Can you imagine? For a meal, they said he sold his birthright. You will not be like Esau in the name of Jesus. Beware of compromise. That's the meaning. There is something that you carry that surpasses what every other person is. It's called his presence. Must be maintained, remember. Must be sustained and retained. Please, I want you to look at what Joseph said. Look at verse 16, I want to read it. Now, when he came, Pharaoh said, I heard that you can interpret it. Joseph put Pharaoh back. You know, he put the thing in perspective. That was the first thing he did. Check this verse. Look at what he said. This is not a question of, you can't be, you must know who I am. He said, it is beyond my power because it is God that owns everything. Don't tell me it's because of the Father you can pray. If you pray, I didn't answer, uncle. Are you the one that answers prayers? Some people say, I interceded, I did something, I say, fine. What about if he didn't answer? You know what? When God put the right prayer in your mouth and the answer comes, he's the one that put it there. Because you can be praying a very wrong prayer. Some people pray, but they pray wrong prayers. It is beyond my power to do this. Yeah. Joseph replied. But God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith. That is a man of faith. That is a man, he said, that know their word. Their God shall be what? And do what? Imagine somebody coming from a prison in those days to a palace. You know what? It can feel complex. That when people get to some places, they look, I say, ah, Ugao, hey, Mwani, seven. I say, seven star. I say, what is seven star? When myself and my friend go to party, that is the guy, Fortune 500. And I say, and so what? They say, where is this man talking like that? That's why I talk like that, because they will look, I don't care what you have, what you do, it's not my business. I am okay. Okay, what do you have? And you are Dangote. I said, it's okay. You can be Dango anything for you. It's okay by you. But see, I'm okay. Am I not okay? I'm okay now. Ojo me lola ololaye. Tami we wuiri. Baba wa ele dumare. Baba for no wa. I think in my age and I'm conscious. How many food do I want to eat? Even the clothes in the wardrobe, how many of them are we wearing? How many cars do I want to drive? Would you buy the car, you drive it in dance 2-3 weeks? Yeah, okay, but we count on it. Hello, church. Hello, church. Hello, church. That's it. I told you, audit your life. When one was a child, I spoke like a child. I reasoned like a child. Audit your life. When you get to some age, you are not only father to your children, you are father to everybody. So you behave like one. You accommodate like one. You develop a large heart. You wish people well. They grow in your hand. They prosper, they flourish. I can't count. Count how many people. Me count. Can't, no. By the grace of God, by the end of the month, we have to go for one of my friends, my son's friend, the lady who is getting married. He said, I told her I cannot make it. He said, Daddy, I have put you on the program as father of the day. There's something you can do. I said, was my son's friend, though. There are quite a number of them. My son's friend. Daddy, my son called me last night. Daddy, sir, can you talk to these two people for me, please? I think they have a problem with their relationship. Daddy, please, can you? That was around 12 minutes. I said, please, can you talk to them for me? If they hear you, they won't do this, they won't do this. So I couldn't talk to them last week because I had to pray. I didn't know what maybe I had to pray. But Friday night, Saturday morning, I spoke to them until like 3 a.m. When you get to a particular age in life, you are daddy and mommy to a lot of people, beyond your children. So you must behave as one. In fact, even if you don't behave, they will be calling you daddy, yes or no? Because daddy, daddy, what did daddy? Somebody explain, daddy, father, nonjebe. How does daddy behave? Emma Binusa, I just... How does mothers behave? Large heart. Yeah, that is when I was trying to behave like it, I thought like a child. When you become daddy, you know what? You know, in those days, they go to the elders. They call Baba Ba, Babani, daddy settle things. You can't, because of your dream in life, and be going anywhere. I know at a particular age, you allow flourish. All our children will be greater than us in the name of Jesus. They will be greater than us in the name of Jesus. Let them flourish. Grow. Verse 25. Joseph responded, both of the Pharaoh's dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh in advance what is about to do. 28. This will happen just as I have described it. For God has revealed to Pharaoh in advance what is about to do. May God reveal to you what is about to do in the name of Jesus. May you not be confused as a child of God. That's what his presence does. In season. I don't want to ask you a question. Quite a number of people in their season of plenty, they don't know how to conserve. They don't know how to invest. They don't know how to save. No, they don't know. So sometimes some people think it's going to go on forever. Seasons of life. I was telling one young man that was making some money. I said, listen to me. I said, go and open an educational trust fund for your children. All this expensive clothes is not going to be equal to your education. Hey, stop nonsense. Go and open an educational trust fund. You will think you have money. Go and start thinking about the education of your children. You will know you don't have money. That's when you know you have to work harder. Church, good morning. Church, good morning. Are we okay? Are we on points? Very much on points. And please, I'm pleasing you. All this poor water is not enough. All this nonsense. Please drop nonsense. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. You are sapping your energy. Your capacity of God in you, instead of developing it, you are wasting it away. You know what? It's like a conduit pipe that the enemy, you know, you're hungry, you're agitated, you're discouraged, you're everything. They are taking everything. So, wisdom to take the right decision. You know what Pharaoh did? What that decision did he take? It was unheard of. He made Joseph the prime minister. And when Joseph told them, he said,
We can't find a man like this who the Spirit of God, did that mean Pharaoh had understanding about God. It is not every business we have that our children have to occupy the post. Some people think, okay, my children have to be due. If they don't have, if they are not interested, you better leave them. If they are interested, fine. But if they are not interested, leave them.
My last point. You and your life must be a blessing to all and sundry. All and sundry. All and sundry. Sister Tope, God bless you. Do you know that? Let me tell you something. Do you know that I can't chairman? I can't. Do you know that it's work for God? You know, people, you know, one of the things we miss in this country is the fact that we elevate men beyond anything. But what do people have, self? Every position that you occupy in life, you know what happened? It's for a purpose. And you know what? And it's for work for God. You can say you have benefit, oh, fear enough. Joseph was one of the most hardworking person in the Bible. It wasn't that he became a prime minister to go and be carrying about, jumping about like some of our politicians. No, he became a prime minister to roll up his sleeve, to begin to work, to gather food for 7 years in the whole country, that will save the whole world. That's a lot of work. And you know what happened? Joseph was quite responsible. That was why God gave him the assignment. Be responsible. Tell somebody, please be responsible. Not only that, Joseph had capacity. God could trust a 30-year-old man with the great to save the whole world. Pharaoh can give him the position. Joseph can get there and go run riots and be carrying women, carrying girls, going about, buying 5 cars, 6 cars, buying 31 chariots. No, he would have missed purpose. Remember when his brother came, he will come out late at night. That was why Joseph never had any crisis. Go and read your Bible. Throughout his life. Life of seasons. It is not about the season, about the preparation. And preparation, his presence, is one indispensable quest that you must have throughout your lifetime, or else it will be difficult to fulfill destiny in life. And you know what? I don't want to talk to you, but it is obvious. When destiny is warped, what will be happening to a man? You dissatisfied, you do something, it seems as if everything, you know what? Everything God has created, you know the best thing in life are in silence. You get out there now, say, what a beautiful day. And you don't know that again? That's living. That's living. I've seen people that I don't understand, Nigerians. I've seen them. The guy has 3 cars, good cars. Now, they just brought another one. When the car is passing, he's looking at the one. I said, you can't even feel. I'm telling you. The guy had one beautiful wife. Look at women. You can't finish one woman, no. It's not possible. You can't enjoy one woman finish. See my wife. I was thinking, I said, this is a new discovery. And when you don't want to discover more of them. Eh? You don't want to discover more of them. When your marriage is about 30 years or so, take them on a trip. You will discover more. They will come and be shining and be laughing. Somebody, since she came back from 30 years, I just saw, I said, this is different. Take them on a trip. You know why? Honestly speaking, for real. This is not a joke. Take care of your wife and you will see life from another dimension. There's something about them that turns, usually, most of the time, let me say this, you know, they are the one, you know, we start early, men, you know, later in life, they catch up. And if you are not careful, they'll be the one in control. Later. Daddy, am I a kalo? Ah, got mommy basolo on you. Ah, mommy, tigbagbara. Now, yeah, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. She mommy tigbagbara ni. She mommy tigbagbara. Eh? Don't collect power. You don't collect power. One man gbagbara last me. I'm telling you. Daddy, am I a kalo ben? Eh, she gon do so ni. Am I a kalo? Daddy, no. If you don't, Daddy, no. Hello, below mommy. Hello, below mommy. Praise the Lord. Now, let me now tell you something. How will you not enjoy that life? How will you not enjoy it? You cannot but enjoy. All you young people, married or unmarried, hey, you better take care of yourselves. All this one that your eye will be red on top of nothing. Yeah, your eyes is red. He did something for me. He did anything for me. He did anything. You will soon find out. God is faithful. I say God is faithful. Life of seasons. I want us to just appreciate God this morning as we close the service. I just want us to appreciate God. It's not just appreciate God. I'm telling you. It's a beautiful life. Oh, don't bother. Don't disturb yourself. Don't trouble your leg. It's a beautiful life. You don't have to have everything, no? Because what you have is good enough. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you know what I love most about life now? I love when my wife is taking charge. I sit down. No chairman. Isn't it not good to be a chairman? Chair, Baba. Say chair. I'm chair. She takes charge. And I'm looking at her and saying, right on. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's my babe. That's my babe. Take charge. You know why? That's life. And when that happens to us, our children also, we can teach them. My brother, my sister, life is beautiful. I'm telling you. And let me tell you something. No matter where you find yourself in life, enjoy your moment. Don't worry, because God is faithful. He shall be well with you. I pray this morning that line will fall unto you in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. Whichever season you find yourself in life, you will find God. I pray that the presence of God will envelope you. Even peradventure now you are thinking, what do I do? I pray God will show you the way. I pray this morning that God will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. He will make a road in the desert for you in the name of Jesus. You are blessed forevermore. In the city you will be blessed. In the field you will be blessed. You will be a blessing and delight to humanity. Praise the Lord. Can you put your hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? God is good.